And we're here again to do some instantaneous healings and talk about the creation light ship. And we'll just talk for about a minute here about the light ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. And the reason why it comes is because it's creation energy itself, keeping track of its creations. And by doing so, it eliminates the darkness. And it's here now to facilitate this universal shift that we're all feeling energetically. And some people talk about the shift that's happening in 2012. And that's when it could be, but I don't know. They don't allow me to get told of that information because, they only know when it's going to be. So anyway, we're here to do some healings, and we're going to have probably about four healings tonight. That'll be very nice. I kind of want to talk about a little bit before we get started here, since people may be getting on a little bit late here. The whole show is about connecting with your spirit in your heart center. So, and that means that you're dropping down your consciousness, your waking consciousness, your ego self into your heart, and then having your heart control your life. And naturally, that's a big step for a lot of people. And even if you can do it, it's sometimes very difficult to stay in your heart because of the actual human experience here. But once you start doing it, it's easier each time. And then you're able to actually kind of be in neutral and not allow the energies around you to affect you as much as they have in the past. So the main thing is to stay in your heart and not to have judgment. And that's what separates us from our divinity is judgment. And that's kind of the basic crux of the whole thing is to get into your heart center and to stay there. And then also the most important thing, too, is to be able to be fully in your body for the ascension process. So that's another challenge that everyone is facing now. And we've had thousands of years to do this, and now it's the very ending times before the shift is happening. And most people aren't prepared enough, so the light ship is here to help them, and I do different sessions with people to allow you to be more in your body. And even if you don't believe in the universal shift, what's going to happen, we'll say possibly in 2012 or before or after, you still should be in your body to be responsible. So what we're going to do first of all is a chakra alignment for everyone. And this is going to help you regain some more of your spiritual energy and allow your body to get some healing work done. So just sit back and relax. With all these healings, if you're new to the show, these are all instantaneous healings. There's nothing for you to do. This is not Earth-based technology or extraterrestrial technology. This is actually creation energy helping you. So these are the divine beings that are on the creation light ship. And they have the information of all about you so that you can have your healing. So it's instantaneous. So they don't allow you to do typical processing like most modalities. So I'd say most sessions that I do are probably about 99% free of the processing effect that you'd normally find on an Earth-based healing modality here. So we're going to go to your heart center now and reposition that around. And if you wonder why we're repositioning your heart center, the heart center will change. It's kind of like a gyroscope, we'll say, and it can get turned sideways a little bit. It'll still function. But we want it to be perfectly straight in alignment with your spiritual bodies. And your heart center then is what we do first of all. This is where your spirit resides. So we want to get that into alignment first. And then we go to the other chakras. So here we go. Heart feels great. Go to your throat chakra. Oh, that's wonderful. You guys are really in tune right now. Third eye looks good. Power chakra, below the heart, solar plexus, good. Second chakra, just below the navel, perfect. And base of your tailbone, first chakra, really good. So we have a really awakened group tonight. You must have been on these shows for a while or have done a lot of work on yourself in the past. So we're going to do an opening now. And we're going to open your heart chakra body width, and this will allow you to have more energy in your body, connecting to your body organs and every invisible body that you have. So here we go. So heart chakra, and I use the word spin to increase it. So spin, open. Going up to your throat chakra now. Spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. Back down to your solar plexus, power chakra, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. Wonderful. Okay. So we'll see if Sylvia's here. So Sylvia, are you out there in internet land?
I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's a Friday night, and I hope you all had a wonderful week, and I hope that this show can help you have a wonderful weekend. So we're talking tonight about letting go and moving on, and as Ron was talking about a little bit earlier, this show is about ascension, and the Creation Lightship is here for ascension preparation, and part of that is the process of cleaning up the past and letting go of that so that we can move forward into a higher consciousness. So a big part of that is getting into our bodies, getting fully integrated, getting our spirit energy here. And I guess the common theme to almost every show is talking about doing the work to get in the body, which involves getting entities out so the spirit can come in, and then clearing out the emotional baggage that's stored in our bodies from judgments, from our ancestors' thought systems, and all kinds of things like that. So tonight we're going to be doing some wonderful healings. Ron's going to do samples of the emotional clearings and also some healings to disconnect, you know, the earth cordings that we may have put out so that we can be free of that connection. And then a little bit later on, getting into the space of, you know, the baby energy that we had when we first came here, when we were fully present in our bodies. So I'm sure those will all be wonderful. And who knows what else will come up because of your questions on the fast chat. And we also have some email questions from listeners. So we're going to have some wonderful question and answer period as well. So, Ron, I guess I'll turn it back over to you at this point to get us into those healings.
Okay, so we'll first do the sample of the emotional clearing. This I do on quite a few shows. And this allows you to release traumas that you've had. So, again, this is a quick healing. It takes about a minute to do. So just sit back and relax. We're going to go from this point in time right now back to your last birthday. So if you're on each show, you're getting a little more cleared each week. So here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to go from the next year back, one full year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So that's an emotional body clearing. And the emotional body is what's used. It's an earth spirit energy. So it was created by the earth to sample how much love we have between us and what we're experiencing here. Remember, the earth spirit is love energy. But from the time that it was created to our present time now, it sort of changed its energy system. And its energy now is like a defense mechanism. So we all know what emotions are like here. So anyway, that's why it was initially created, so the earth could experience on the surface from the humans how much love we have for one another and for the earth itself. So if you look upon your life now and go back a few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, just close your eyes and kind of look at a situation that may have bothered you or traumatized you. And you just look at it. You should feel, you know, like you're separated from it now and that it's distant from you as you look at it. So this is what you need to do to actually validate the healing here. And it's not a mental process where you're really trying to mentally look at it. You want to just sit back and relax and just see how you feel about a situation that you just went through possibly in your life or one that was in the past. So I'll give you a minute here to do that. And it should look distant to you like somebody else's movie. So as you're checking, just kind of sample, see how your body feels. If you're really psychic, you'll probably find out exactly where the energy was held on your body. Remember, your body will hold energies. And it will actually hold them in different locations, which is why we get sick. And so now what we're going to do is another clearing. We're going to do a sensory body clearing. Sensory body is how you input energies, how you sample your surroundings, and it works with your senses. Another good way of saying it is that some people get sensory overloaded. They get traumatized when they go into rooms of a lot of people. They feel energies penetrating them. They might be sensitive to environmental energies like electricity. So here we go. Same type of clearing. Nothing for you to do. So here we go. From right now to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, you may feel a change in your energetic system, and you may have a little more breathing room as you look at different situations that happened to you in your life. And I'll just talk a little bit about that. What you're bringing up forth in this lifetime is not necessarily your fault if you had a bad situation. It's your ancestors' thoughts. So what we are is like a large judgment factory walking here, a manifestation of judgment. And everything that our ancestors thought that they did not heal, and they may have been more dense than we are here, so if they haven't healed them, then you have it to deal with, whether it's in this lifetime or if it's buried in you. Regardless, it's going to come up at some point. So if you live to be, let's say, 5,000 years old, you'd be probably working on things continuously, okay, because the body wants to clear itself out from this baggage, the judgment of your ancestors, so it can eventually become a pure form, or what we might call actually a light body. And so whatever happened to you in this lifetime is not your fault. With New Age metaphysics, they always teach, you know, the famous saying is that, you know, your thoughts create your reality. And then from there, if you have a broken arm or something and you walk into church and you go to one of these New Age churches, then all of a sudden people will start looking at you as, oh my God, what did that person do to break their arm? So right away you have all this judgment against you from the whole congregation because you have a broken arm and you walk and you're smiling. And then you get all these, in a sense, psychic attacks done to you because all of a sudden they're judging you because you were thinking a bad thought to break your arm. Well, the truth of the matter is that this did not happen because maybe you were doing a stupid thing. Your body wanted to heal itself. And because you probably did not get the lesson earlier, and the lesson would not be the lesson actually is just to release the energy out of your body. It's not that it's actually a physical thing that you really, you know, did somebody wrong or something in the past life. It's just an energy that your body says, hey, you know, I have blocked energy in my arm. Please release it. You may have had that energy coming up in your life for maybe the last 30, 40 years. So what I tell people to do, kind of switching gears slightly, is to, if you want to do a clearing on yourself, and you have time on your hands, and you choose not to have a light ship help you, you can do it yourself, but it may take forever. But one example of this is just go to the shopping malls and sit down for a few hours and watch people and judge them consciously. And your body, when you tell your body that you want to judge people to heal yourself, your body will bring up all the judgments. And naturally, everybody that's walking physically, and maybe even animals, will give us a judgment. And once we see that judgment and we get locked into it and we can just look at it, then at that point that's telling you that this has a problem. Your body's saying, hey, look at this person here. Maybe they're walking with a limp. Maybe you don't have a limp, but maybe you judge that. Maybe one of your ancestors had a problem with one of their legs. Maybe they had a leg that's shorter than the other. Well, that's stored in your body. Or maybe they somehow caused harm on somebody else who had that. But regardless, it's still a judgment, which you want to release out of your body. So at that point, you say, oh, this person's walking with a limp. You know, it doesn't really affect me in this lifetime, but my body's showing me this. So now I must release this out of my body so I don't have a leg problem. Because it could manifest maybe a broken leg that way. So anyway, you want to release it out of your body, and at that point, maybe after doing it 100 times or so, at some point, your body will have it out of it. And then all of a sudden, the next scenario will come up. So if you stick around for about maybe 3-4 hours at a shopping mall, you may be able to run through probably maybe a couple hundred judgments. And at that point, you'll be able to do some more releasing. And then go there the next day and do the same thing. And eventually, you'll be a little more clear. So but that could take years, and time is short right now. But that's one way you can release energies. So since we're talking about the past, we're going to do a sample of the sensory clearing. Now, the sensory clearing goes 100 years at a time into the past. And this is what you're working on, too. Remember, since you are working on the past, remember, everything that happens to you is from past lives. And past life or lives could be a second ago, or it could be thousands of years ago. It's all the same thing. It's imprinting that you had with judgment, or your ancestors had, and then at that point you have to release them out of you. So, and these other energies can be laying dormant in you. They may not even show up in this lifetime, but your body's dealing with it. And this is why we basically die, because of the judgments that we're holding inside of us. So, here we go. So we're going to the same process as before, but we're going to be going from the year 2000 to current. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll go from the 1900s to 2000. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And then 1800s to 1900s. I'm getting a lot of energy here. And if you're psychic, you probably feel it too here on the line. So here you go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1700s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1600s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1500s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So again, just kind of sit back and relax, breathe. And just see, maybe check your body out, do a scan of your body, and see if you have a different perspective on life right now. Maybe something was haunting you in the 1600s. Maybe you had a small pain, and all of a sudden it's gone. So this is what this clearing does. And I go back to when you first incarnated here. And up to now, I've been back to about 73,000 B.C., so that means that if you take 73,000 plus the 2,000 now, I've been back 75,000 years with people. And a lot of people come in at around typically between, say, around 20,000 B.C. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. Well, let's pick up a couple of questions from our listeners while we have a few moments. We've got a very interesting question, which is about using the mind energy. And one of the listeners was wondering if light beings that are on the creation light ship, if they actually have a mind, or is that just something that humans deal with, and how does it work there?
Uh-huh. Okay. If you look at the mind, what we have here, the mind controls our body. On the light ship, the heart controls our body. So the heart does think, does have a consciousness. And so at that point, if you could completely merge your own mind, your ego, with your heart, then all you have left is the heart energy. And so, yes, it does think, in a sense. It does react, respond, but it's not in judgment. Remember, the divine never judges. This is why when you go to the light ship for healings, you have to request your healing, because the divine always sees you in perfection. So if you have, say, a broken arm, it sees you in the manifestation process and what you created at that moment in time. Remember, it only sees you moment by moment. And that moment in time, it sees you with a broken arm. Well, that's perfect to them, because that's what you're dealing with. That's what you have. But you may not want to have a broken arm. or you may not want to have, cancer or something else, or even a sore throat. But they still see you in perfection because that's the creation energy that you use to create a scenario. Now, by using the term you created, okay, it's the fact that what happened to your body is what's created in you, okay? So the you isn't your spirit. It's your body going through the process of clearing itself out. And so at that point, you must understand that everything is in perfection. And there probably is not anything down here that I would say divine order. That's another New Age term. Divine order, everything is heart energy on the light ship. There's really no order to the divine because everything is pure love, okay? But they use the word divine order down here because that's what the Galactic Federation taught us, is one of the buzzwords, Also, like your thoughts create your reality, and that you are the mind of God, things like this here, which is not actually true, because the mind of God, there's no such thing. It's strictly love energy. The earth is created from love energy, and the earth does not wish to have tornadoes and hurricanes and famine and everything else that we have here. It was like the Garden of Eden here. There was no snakes here. There was no biting bugs like ticks and mosquitoes. All these were life forms that were brought here by the Galactic Federation, allowing the soulless beings, the negative ETs, I'll use that term. So I use the word ET as extraterrestrial, which means that they're not of this planet. And so they allow the darkness in here. And for whatever reason they allowed it, I don't know, just that they're not holding light energy. That's the bottom line, is that they're not in the light 100%. And so they're allowing these extraterrestrial beings, these soulless beings, to control us, which, I don't like to get into this too much, but whatever is going against your free will and choice is not a divine energy, okay? So people say, how do I know if I go to this healer, if it's going to be the right healer for me or the right class to take or the right tool to buy? So what I tell everybody, because I get a lot of people asking me these questions, go to your heart. This is your spirit. This is your divine connection. Your spirit will tell you if what you're doing is proper or not. So this is the main thing, is to always go to your spirit. If you're going to bring in, say, Archangel Michael to you, don't do it with your head. Remember, we're mind-controlled here by the negative ETs. This is why, if you notice, you don't have a clear thought in your head. You think you want to do something one day, and all of a sudden you forget about it. It's not because, you're absent-minded. It's because the negative ETs are giving you mind control to interfere with your thought patterns. They don't want you to go into your heart, so they keep you busy. So the whole thing is to go to your heart to get your answer. This is the teachings of Jesus. So from there, we're going to do a healing here. And our time is flying by here. So what I want to do is, we talked about keeping your energy to yourself. And most people don't understand this. They have maybe a really nice heart. They're very open in their heart center, and they want to project energy out for healing to other people and maybe to the earth energy, okay? So I'll just kind of elaborate that a little bit. What happens is that every divine spark, every consciousness from the divine is unique upon itself because you're created in the divine perfection of the divine at a given time frequency. And so everything is different, just like snowflakes. So what happens is when you take your conscious thoughts and you project that into something, you're actually doing a psychic attack, even though you may think that you're working from your heart center. And so what I'm telling you is something that might be new to you. You might be a little maybe like cringing now or just not liking what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to give you is some spiritual truth here. So the spiritual truth is that whenever you project your own energy, you're projecting your baggage, the emotional density that you have around you, and believe me, there's other densities too that we won't even cover on this show, but there are extraterrestrial life forms that actually inhabit our bodies that we can project to. But I'll just leave it at that, okay? So when you project a thought into something, it's like a psychic attack, because what you're giving something else is not the divine frequency. It's not 100% love energy. It may be maybe 5% of your love energy and 95% of energy that is not, you know, that is not in the light, let's put it that way, or is not, you know, completely cleared out. And so your body wants to be 100% in the light. So that's eliminate this baggage. So by you thinking the thought and projecting it to someone, even though you may want to do a healing on them, at that point, they are getting some light energy from your heart, plus all your baggage energy of emotional traumas. Now, what are they going to do with your emotional traumas? Okay, all of a sudden, you're giving them this musty coat of all of your stuff, and they have to deal with that. The healing may work, but all of a sudden, they have your baggage attached to you. And this is true when people do, say, meditations, and they're taught to ground to the earth. Okay, so what are you actually doing when you ground to the earth? You're trying to really be in your body. So why would you want to ground to the earth? You know, why don't you ground to a bird? It's the same thing as grounding to the earth. Or why don't you ground to a water pipe? Or ground to a rock? You know, it's the same process. Or ground to a cloud. You see, it's ridiculous. You want to be connected to yourself and your heart center. That's who you want to ground to, not anything else. So when you're putting out this energy cord to the earth, it's going somewhere. You're giving the earth another, say, psychic whammy attack, okay? And now it has to deal with your stuff. Now, the next thing is, if you were taught this in your meditative class, how many times have you meditated doing this? Let's just say you did it 1,000 times. So now you have 1,000 energy cords attached to the earth, and you're picking up now from the earth, because the earth doesn't really, you know, want your energy, but you're now connected into kind of like a telephone line, you know, or even we'll say a cable line, and you're actually working now with the earth, with earth energies, unbeknownst to you, and you're bringing these negative energies to yourself, because you're now working with what the earth is going through, like earthquakes, tornadoes, and you're actually trying to tap into its consciousness. And it doesn't really want you or even need you. The earth spirit is gigantic. You know, it created everything on this earth. It doesn't need you to interfere with its spiritual growth. And I'm sure you'd not want to interfere with anybody else's spiritual growth. So by saying that, why are you grounding to the earth? Why are you connecting your cording to the earth? Because it's ridiculous. The earth does not need your help whatsoever, okay? It'd be like you out in the ocean with a teaspoon trying to stop a wave coming in, okay? It doesn't happen. So the whole process is, if you did ground to the earth in meditation, then you're like going down with a sinking ship, because the earth is going to be doing its own transition in time, and you're going to be corded to the earth. We all know about doing cords to people. You know, it's a negative thing. Well, you quartered yourself maybe 1,000 times or more to the earth. How's your body ever going to do an ascension when you're quartered to the earth? Remember, when you do the ascension process, you have to free yourself completely from all earth energies and everything that you're connected to in all lifetimes. And this is part of the process of releasing judgment, is to get rid of these cordings of these negative thoughts that you may have had or your ancestors had, so that you can be whole and complete. And so by connecting to the earth in meditation, you know, you're just actually doing harm to yourself, a lot of harm to your body, because when you connect to the earth, you're taking your spirit consciousness and grounding it, sending it to something else that it doesn't even want to be there. But your force of will, your ego, is projecting this cord out to do this. And so you may be losing a lot of your spiritual information. So what I tell people to do is to ground into their heart center. So that's kind of where I stand with that. When you look at it and think about it, you might write this down, you know, as I'm talking here. And just evaluate it yourself. Go to your heart center and look at it, you know. Because I know that you never want to cord anybody. So you're actually cording the earth. But did you release that cord? Okay. No. So that means that this cord works in two directions. It's your energy going to the earth, and it's energy going to you. Your spirit does not need to work with earth energy. It's not an earth spirit. It wasn't created to be an earth spirit or a spirit that inhabits a planet. You're created to be a creative being to work with the expressions of the divine through your consciousness. And when you plug into your spirit, when you go into your heart center, then you're able to connect with these divine energies, which you can use here for creativity. And so what you're doing is you're going into a frequency range that doesn't even belong to you. And this is true when people do earth healing. The same process is that they have a good heart, they really want to help people, but then you're tapping into some type of energy system. The last one was firing of the grid. And at that point, you don't even know where that is, you say. People just say, oh, firing the grid, or I'm going to a grid line. Well, where is it? Can you see it physically? Is it in front of you? Well, you know where your energy is going. And even if you could see what's in front of you, how do you know your energy is being collected? So basically, whenever you go outside of yourself, which is the teachings of Jesus, don't go outside of yourself, go to your heart center. Whenever you do that, you are feeding some other energy system your life force energy. So what's happening is you're taking your life force energy and you're giving it to the dark side. Remember, they're the ones that are using your energy. So whenever you get emotionally upset or you get happy, they're taking that energy from you. This is just the way it works. May not be right, but that's the way they work. They don't work with they do not work in the spiritual laws of the light. They have their own program. And the light's always playing catch-up to them because the light's always in the now. And another example of the dark side, the script for the dark side that we have found out about, and this is a no-brainer once you hear about this here, is the Old Testament. The dark side put into the Old Testament the coding system for their next mission. And now we can use our hindsight and type in maybe President Kennedy, or Mr. Hitler, you know, and other people. And all of a sudden, it will come up with dates and times and places, okay? And we go, wow, that's incredible. Well, just look at it the other way, you know. The people who were doing these dirty deeds or whatever probably knew how to decode this system, and so they maybe were 10 years ahead of us, ahead of the event. And so this is where they put this sacred information. And I'm sure there's other things out there like that they're using too, but that's the main one that people, you know, recognize right now. So remember, you want to always stay within your heart, connect with yourself as a divine being, and surrender the ego to the heart center so you can become, more spiritual. And the main thing is that your body needs to transform itself from a physical body to a spiritual physical body. So right now it's an earth-based dense body and wants to go to a spiritual physical body. So that's the difference, what we're going through with the ascension process. And you can't do that if you're quartered to the earth or anything else. You have to be a free unit and be full of your own particular life force energy, because that's all that you can use. So Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so we have some really great questions here on the fast chat. One of them is, I think this is referring to the century clearing that you did a little bit ago. If we had a universal shift 4,000 years ago, then why would we need to go back so many years? Didn't we clear with the last universal shift, or did the blueprint stay where we left off?
Okay. As a shift happens, we'll just say it's happening right now as I'm talking, okay? Everybody has the chance to do the universal shift, okay? If for some reason somebody did not want to shift, okay, in their consciousness, that they could be reformed again with the original body in the other energy. Remember, it's still a choice. Typically, everything is reformed over again with divine light. But let's just say that a person was on the earth here and somehow the physical body did not shift, but the spirit came back into the body. And during that process, the person had some dark energy with them. Then they were still not in 100% light at that time. But normally, after the universal shift and everything is dematerialized, at that point, the light comes in and everything is reformed over again according to the last spiritual blueprint. And it could be even possible that maybe the dark side took the body away so it would not experience this shift. Maybe it took part of the parts away. Remember, the dark side can take part of your spirit and put it into dimensions, between dimensions, all over the place. And if you start missing part of your spirit or part of your body itself, then it can't completely go through the shift. This is why you want to be completely in your body to hold spiritual integrity. So I hope that answered your question. And so what happened 4,000 years ago at that shifting time is that everything was reformed over again, and the darkness came back in here. And everything got reformed into spiritual perfection. And then it just depended how quick the dark side came in at that time to reestablish itself with the people. Remember, we've had races come here from the Galactic Federation, and if you look at the history of humanity here, if you look at the Egyptians, they had kind of weird-looking heads, okay? Why is that? They don't look like our heads, you know. The back of their head protruded out, you know, greatly. And so that's another extraterrestrial life form that was brought here, and they probably brought the darkness in. And so all of a sudden, everybody believes in a certain belief system, and the darkness just infiltrates them instantly. So remember, you know, when, back then, maybe their consciousness was not that high, and they saw maybe a UFO coming down from the sky. And they thought it was a god, and all of a sudden this person pops out of there wearing a bunch of gold on them or something, and maybe they could levitate and maybe ride on a magic carpet, you know, and all of a sudden this person's being worshipped, and maybe they built the pyramids that way and everything else, and, you know, they're, you know, leading everybody down the wrong trail, you know. So I hope that sort of helped you.
Okay, and now we have a question, and I'm not sure if I completely understand it. The question is it possible to surrogate for loved ones? And I'm thinking that that refers to earlier we were talking about ascension, and if can you, you know, kind of bring your loved ones along with you? Or maybe he's asking if it's possible to do that in healing. I'm not sure, but maybe you can just address that a little bit, Ron.
Okay, so we'll just answer the first one there. So I guess you're saying, can you do the work for someone else that maybe is unconscious of the universal shift? That answer is no. If that was true, it would have happened when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. Everybody would have ascended. So you have to do the work yourself. Remember, you have your own body. As far as working with people who passed over, if they're still around, which they probably, some people are still around, most of them have left, because the light shift came over 2.5 years ago, and they released the forced reincarnation here. So all those spirits left here. But as far as working with loved ones from the other side, yes, you know, the healings will work for them. And they're probably not even here. But you could do healings, yes, emotional healings on the spirit to help the spirit move forward. And then as far as doing healings for other people, yeah, if you use your heart energy, yes, you could become a surrogate. When I work with people, normally I have people online, and I'll use their energy, and meaning that they'll connect to a loved one, and then I'll connect from them to that loved one, and then I can do healing on the loved one. But it doesn't really go through them. They may feel energies leave their body, though, as the energies naturally are connected to them from the other person, too. Well, I kind of hope that answered your question, but you have to do your own work. You know, you can't do it for someone else. And at the universal shift time, nothing will be around. It'll be like, you know, the lights are not on your house, you know, and you're in the dark, basically, and everything is then instantly reformed with the spiritual integrity of the light over again, and then at some point it's reestablished and turned on, and then you're having a new experience. And so there's really no trauma involved on it because everything is dematerialized. Okay, back again, Sylvia.
Okay, and then a couple other questions here. Is ego the same as mind energy that hijacks heart and spirit energy? And if ego surrenders to heart, does that get rid of mind energy?
Well, that's a good question. When you go to the heart, the ego has to surrender. I think the ego is, that energy is also an energy form that was either brought here by the dark side or was brought here by the spirit, earth spirit, so that we could experience more creativity here. So either way, it has to surrender into the light. And so what you have to look at is this energy, even though, you know, we're sitting here with all of technology around us, listening to me, and I'm reading in, you know, the fast chat, et cetera, which is great on the computer, the mind energy that we're working with is not really a spiritual energy that's going to go anywhere for you. Another way of looking at it is a sad way of looking at it, like here in Mount Shasta, there's beautiful hills here, but they've been raped of all the trees, okay? So the person in the town next to us, I think his name is Amber Weed, went to that town and created the town because there's a lot of wind blowing there. So he actually, you know, in my terminology, raped the forest here for monetary gains, okay? Maybe he bought a nice Model T, you know, at that time, you know, in 20 years it's in the junkyard, you know? And what's left? We don't have any trees here. So it's very, very sad what the ego does. Now, would your spirit in your heart want to kill a tree? Or would it want to kill another person? No, it doesn't even resonate there. Because it's for love energy. And so you have to surrender the ego that wants to do all these things into the heart. So it has to come into the light. So if you want to look at it in that aspect, the ego is not of the light, and it has to surrender into the light. And that process, you know, is difficult to do. And you can do it once or twice, but can you stay there? You know, I think everyone on this planet has that problem. If you had no people around, you could probably do it very easily. But since we have a lot of people, it's more difficult. But, yeah, you want to surrender the ego into the heart center and then get your spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, the mind will give you all kinds of ways to do things that are not on a spiritual basis.
Okay, and then one more question before we get into the next healing. This was emailed in from one of the listeners who is not able to use the fast chat. And so some of you listening might have that same problem of not being able to use the fast chat on your computer system. So if that happens to you, you can just email your questions. And the email address is down at the bottom of the page, the Creation Light Ship page, in the show info section. But it's radio@creationlightship.com, so it's pretty easy. And this is a wonderful question about some of the different light beings that are on the Creation Light Ship. And this listener is wondering if there are butterfly beings on the ship, and if so, could you bring in the energy of them?
Sure, we'll do that. So this will be just wonderful. We'll bring in these divine beings that are butterflies. So if you want to feel the energy coming through, scroll down to the bite being that's here, and we'll ask her to transfer this energy to us here. And just go down about an inch on your scroll bar. If you don't know where that is, just go to Creation Light Ship Healing. Any day would work, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and click on it and scroll down about an inch and light being will be here. And we're going to bring in the divine energies now from these beautiful butterflies. So, and you might see the picture change a little bit as they come in. If I had a butterfly on here, it'd probably be a little nicer, but this light being is will be nice too, so. And we're increasing the energy right now. Okay, here we go. Okay, so this butterfly energy should be coming into your room right now. And you might see the energy change on the light being in front of you. as the frequency of the butterfly comes in here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, you can just sit back and kind of enjoy the butterfly energy from the light shift. There's only one creation light shift. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's not visible to us, but it is all over. It's multidimensional.
Ron, you might talk for just a minute about that beautiful room on the light ship that has the waterfall with all the beautiful nature around it and the butterflies and hummingbirds. And it's just such a wonderful room.
Yes, we go up in that room on a lot of our healings that we do on Mondays and Fridays. They're $20 for an hour session, and you're on the light ship in physical body form, and you're there walking around. This is not like a etheric healing or your astral body. This is actually your physical body, and your body's up there, and they do a lot of clearings with you. So we go to different rooms. You probably have about 50 rooms that we go to, and they bring the rooms forth according to the group that's online, and we have a lot of fun in these rooms getting healing. So here we go, bringing in some more energy from this here. Feels very nice to me, very, very nice. So there's a
That's
question here,
great.
If we don't ascend, will we still be stuck in this reality? Well, typically the physical body will no longer exist unless something takes over the blueprint to rematerialize it over again, okay? But your spirit will be out of here. So the spirit will disattach from your body. And so your consciousness, who you are in your heart, will be able to freely choose where it wishes to go to. And if the physical body blueprint is available, which it is, and if you choose to realign with your body blueprint to remanifest it, okay, on the earth plane, then you could be back here in this body. Hope that answered that question for you. Typically, I think most people, whoever I talk to, I haven't heard anybody say that they want to come back here. Okay? If there was somebody, it may have been one or two. But out of the thousands that I've talked to, they say, I never want to come to Earth again. Okay? So I'll say that's probably a pretty good consensus. And you may agree with that too. And so I don't think that, in fact, the Earth spirit doesn't want to come back either. That's why it's going to eighth dimensional reality. It's been here and done that. So anyway, it has a nice place already created for itself, and you have the choice to align back up with the Earth spirit. It's given you the opportunity to resonate with it, with your body right now. This is why we have energy changes. If you haven't noticed that the trees now are completely different, they have more life force energy. The rainbow has changed. Go out and get a garden hose and squirt some fine mist, and you can see the rainbow has changed. You know that frequencies are changing. Well, the earth is preparing itself. It has to get back into wholeness, and the frequencies coming in are again attempting to help your body do the transition. But you have to get rid of the judgment out of it. You have to get into your body fully. So it's doing what it can do to help you. But are you in the way of the ascension? Is your ego part of you, you know, not wanting to do the work? And like I say to everybody, how much do you love your body? You know, do you want your body to have eternal life? Just think if you're in a place now of eighth dimensional reality, how wonderful that's going to be without duality there. And the light never created duality. That's the Galactic Federation dark side, by not being in the light, allowing these negative ETs to come in here to screw with us, basically. And that's what they're doing, is that they're bringing in this energy of hurricanes and tornadoes and snakes and things that bite, and octopus energies and black widow energies. All these off-planet energies are here. So our show is getting close to an end. So I want to do a healing here on everybody. And I want to release you at least a little bit from the earth cordings here. And this is a new healing that I'm doing for people. And I go back 1 year at a time for their whole life, and we clear these energies out. Remember, once you attach, you have to disconnect, and nobody normally disconnects. So here we go. So we're going to go back 5 years. So from right now until 1 year ago, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first. But I'll use the word disconnect. It might sound better for you. Next year back, sixth chakra disconnected, fifth disconnected, fourth disconnected, third disconnected, second disconnected, first disconnected. Next year back, sixth disconnected, fifth disconnected, fourth disconnected, third disconnected, second disconnected, first disconnected. And one more year, sixth chakra disconnected, fifth disconnected, fourth disconnected, third disconnected, second disconnected, first disconnected. There we go. So if you feel a little freer in your body, it's because you connected yourself to another entity, in a sense, because it is an entity. The earth spirit is an entity. It's a divine being, but it's still another source outside of yourself. And you should not have any cords connected to anything, none whatsoever, because you're giving somebody else your energy, and they're also having the availability to take your energy from you. So remember, you're giving them your emotional garbage, and they're giving you their emotional garbage, so why would you even want to connect to anything? So anyway, that's my perspective on it here. Back to you, Sylvia. Oh, we can talk about the 4-hour ascension on September 15th. If you're interested in that, it's $60. It's on a Saturday. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's a wonderful clearing. You're up on the light ship for 4 hours. It's wonderful. When we do water charging, you get special water coated just for you to help you detox. So we get a lot of people on these calls because they just love the energy and love the water. We did water charging on many shows here, so maybe water charging tomorrow night. So if you come on, get a glass of water, and if you can remind me, Sylvia, we'll do that, okay?
Okay, great. And if any of our listeners have been on the 4-hour ascension call, like the one that we had this month, and you'd like to mention some of your experiences or how you enjoyed it on the Fast Chat, we would love to hear that, and maybe some of the other listeners reading the Fast Chat would like that too. And since we are almost at the end of our show, if you had any questions posted that we weren't able to get to, we'll try to get to those tomorrow. But I think, as promised, we had one more healing tonight, which was to kind of bring in the baby energy that each person had when they came here, so that they, when they were fully just in the now and present in their bodies, so you can experience what that feels like.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, this is the light ship doing it for you, so we're going to bring you back to a very peaceful time when you were a baby. We'll pick the best time, take away all the traumas that you may have had here, and I'm going to count to 10, and the light ship will put you in that space of your own energy when you were more than likely 100% in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So just kind of sit back and relax, and this energy is with you right now. And so what our show is all about is to show you the way the Creation Lightship is helping us here to do different types of healings. I have many healings that we do to help you to do the ascension process. And they're all very quick, very fast. There's really hardly any processing on your part. I'd say 99% of the people have no processing. And they're basically instantaneous. And everybody's a little bit different, though, with their energetic system. But normally after a healing, within a week's time, you're like almost a new person because you release so much energy densities out of you that you can now move on. So we do a lot of sample healings this way to show you what they can do for yourself. And they're here like on a crash course right now to help everyone if they can. But like I said before, from my perspective and the Lightship's perspective, the human race has had 4,000 years to prepare for this event that could happen in 5 years. And you should be well on your way, but we're still in preschool, thanks to the dark side. So, you know, you have to get on board the ship in order to do the ascension. So, unfortunately, this is where we are. So I'm doing my best to give information out to help people. And the whole thing is to get into your body. That's the most important thing. You have to be in your body 100%. So our time is sort of creeping up here on us, and I guess we'll just say blessings to all of you. And, you know, I do, you know, one-hour healing sessions for $20 Mondays and Fridays up on the Lightship. It's your responsibility to heal your physical body. It's no one else's. So, you know, definitely think what it's worth to you to have healing. So I guess we'll say blessings to all of you. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night.
Blessings to all, and we'll be talking about tools for ascension tomorrow night, so please join us. Good night. Much love.
Good night.